Shvuas Perkei Mishnah Beis. Shvuas Hapikodin Ketzad. What is a case of Shvuas Hapikodin? Like we did in the previous program, we're going to go through cases now. Omaloy. Tenli Pikdoini. Reuven says to Shimon, give me the Pikodin Shieshli Biyodecha that I entrusted you, that I have by you. Shimon responds, Shvuas She'en Lecha Biyodi. I'm making a Shvuas that I don't owe you anything. Now there's two I found him with that, by the way, and both of them are Shovim. Either one is he could say, I don't know what you're talking about, I never got it. Or he could say that I got it, but I returned it. Either way is a denial. And either one, Be'etzem, he's not mechuyiv. Based on Mishnayos and Bavli, he's not mechuyiv to make a shvua. If a person totally denies a claim, he's not mechuyiv. He's only mechuyiv when he admits somewhat to the claim. The same way, by halvo, if a person is koifer hakoil. Reuven says to Shimon, you owe me $100. Shimon says, I don't know what you're talking about. He's not chayv shvua. When is he chayv? He says, yes, I owe you, but I don't owe you the 100. Over here as well, he says, yes, I took from you, but I don't owe you because lamaisa, it was nenas, it was nignav, etc. So there's some type of admission. We'll learn more about that. But the case over here of Ein Lecha Biyodi is a shvua that he made, but it's not a shvua that the teveh could demand that the nitva make. Oy shom alo, Ein Lecha Biyodi, the nitva tells him Ein Lecha Biyodi klum, he doesn't say a shvua. The Teveh says back to him, this is a Mujbim Piachem, Ashbiachani, I'm holding you to that with the power of the Shvuah. V'oma Omen, Hareza Chayv. So both of those cases, a Mujbim Piachem, Mujbim Piachem, both of them are Chayv. Hishbi Alov Chamisha Pomim. Let's say he keeps on prodding him, and five times the claim comes up, and five times the same Tvia is denied. V'kofa, and his Koifer. Every single time he brings it up. Sorry. Ben b'fnei bezin, ben b'shaloi b'fnei bezin. In front of bezin, or not in front of bezin, he's koifer, chayiv. Each one is mechayiv. Each one that he swears on. I'll call achas v'achas. Every single one, even though they're claiming all the same claim, it's the same cow that he's being teveh back as a begotten. Each one is considered a denial of a chiyuv momen with a shvua to back it up. Amr Reb Shimon, matam. Reb Shimon over here is explaining, it's not arguing, don't say Reb Shimon Omer. Omer Reb Shimon, we had this before in Mishnah Perek Dalet also, similar Omer Reb Shimon. And over here he says that the reason why you chayv, l'chayra, there would be a mokum lod, and the only chayv on the first one, because the second one already, the claim was entered, it was backed up by a shvua, that there is no chiv mamon outstanding between these two parties. So ma'il chacham tekantim, what did he do with the second claim? So l'chayra, he shouldn't have made a shvua, that's true, but he didn't accomplish anything with it. It's not the shvua that the Torah talks about Nasham Gzeilois. Mipnei, Shiyochalach Zloides, says Reb Shimon, it's not true that it didn't accomplish anything. A person could always be moida after he was nishba and he denied that he owes a pikadon, he could always be chayzer. So when he reinforces his kvira, he's reinforcing something that he could have been moida on. So mele, it is called a kvira's moment, and it's backed up by a shvua, and therefore there's a bazunder chiv shvua. Now, the truth is that this is really the flip side of something that we had in Shvuas Eidus, like we said, Reb Shimon over there as well. Shvuas Eidus, if he's koifer in front of Bezdin several times, and every time he backs up with the shvua, he's only chayv in the first one. Why? Because once he said in front of the Bezdin, he doesn't have Eidus to say, kivin shigit shuvin ichayzer magid. He can't change his mind. So Mela, the second shvua is a non-discussion, because we wouldn't believe him anyways. It's not Roy Lahoyed on that matter. So therefore, there's no chayv on the shvua to back up that he doesn't have Eidus. Over here, he could be Moedus, so therefore each time is a curious moment, each time is Chayv. There's one very fascinating interesting zach over here. The Rishonim agree that this idea that every single time is a curious moment and he's Chayv on each Shvuah, even five times, is true. Hein legabi the Oshem, hein legabi the Chaymish. There's a Bavusta Mechudish de Rambam in Hilchos Shvuas Perek Zayin, where the Rambam says that only the Oshom could be re-denied and backed up by a Shvur, and it'll be chayv in each one. The Chaymish not. What's Pshan the Rambam? The Lomdim one Taina comes from, take a look at the Mechaz Chinuch, maybe it says different, this Taina comes from the Briskerov. The one Taina, the Briskerov Taina is that the Chiv Oshom, the Chiv Chaymish, you see in this Rambam, are Chalukim B'Yisoid. The Oshom is an Avera primarily. The carbon is like all the other carbonas for Shavuos. It's on the Avera, Rachman son of making a Shavuos Sheker. As far as the Gezel is concerned, that there's the payment. the Keren V'Chaymish. The Osham primarily, Karbonis, are not shaykh to monetary averis, it's shaykh to the Shvua, like we have by Shvua's Bitui, Shvua's Eidus, it's Chaim Karbonis. So the Karbon, we would say that each one of the Kvirois is enough of a Kvirois moment to be Mechayiv Shvua. So since the possibility is there that he could be Moidu, each Shvua is a Kvirois moment. Because even though Batsim, he's denying the same claim, he didn't steal more. He stole the $100 that the cow's worth once. You can't steal money that's stolen already a second time. He's denying it. So the denial is a kvira of momen. The mechayiv is on the shvua sheker, and that he did do five times. But stealing five times? The chaymesh is a tesefis on the keren. The same way if he backed it up with five shvuas, he's not going to pay $500. He stole $100. The chaymesh is not a tesefis einish on the shvua. It's a tesefis einish on the thievery. Thievery with the shvua is mechayiv a bazundur knas of a chaymish, but he didn't steal more than 100, so he could only be chayiv a chaymish one time. That's the Tesefes Hezbo over here. Mishnah Gimel, hayu chamisha toivin oisoi, five people with tebeihim, omru loy ten lonu pikadu sheesh lonu biyadecha, he's an innkeeper. Gemara has the story with five people came, and they all entrusted him with their valuables overnight. Tomorrow he's supposed to take them out of the safe and give. They come to him the next day, and they say to him, give us the pikdonis sheesh lonu biyadecha. What does he say? He says, I don't know, none of you gave me anything. He says, Shvua she'en lochem biyodi, enechayv alachas. There are five victims of the thievery, but there's only one Shvua. Shvua she'en lecho biyodi, v'loy lecho, v'loy lecho. We had this type of idea in Perek Gimel, where if he's mefareth after making the klala Shvua, we see each one as a separate Shvua, he's chayv on each one benifrat. Rabbi Eliezer, the way he'll be chayiv is when he says en lecho biyodi, v'loy lecho v'loy lecho b'shvua. He has to add the word b'shvua onto the end of the pirut. That's the only time where each one is considered a kvira nifredes. The way the Rav explains it, Rabbi Eliezer is learning up in the words that when a person says Ein lecho biyodi, v'loy lecho v'loy lecho b'shvua, the shvua is nisyachas to each one befrat. But if he says, shvua, eni chayiv, v'loy lecho v'loy lecho v'loy lecho, that word shvua is just a shame, kloli, and then there's only chayiv one. Reb Shimon Omer, ad sheyomer shvua lecho lechad v'echad. The only time he can be chayiv on a shvua is only when he made a bazundura saying the shvua to each one. Okay, that's one machlokes tanoi. Now we have a different case. Ten li pikodoin usumas yod. One person is teveh, Reuven is teveh from Shimon, a bunch of outstanding claims. He says, hey, I gave you a gold watch last week, a pikodoin, give it back to me. Sumas yod, I lent you $100 last week, give that back to me. Gozel vaveh sheyesh li biyadecha, you picked up something of mine, you stole something of mine, I want that back and I want the other one back. Shvu she'en lecha biyadi. He says, I don't owe you anything. I don't know you from any place. I don't owe you anything. Eni chayv alach, it's one shvua. Shvua she'en lecha biyodi pikodin sumasiyad gozov aveidah. Here is mefarad. So according to the Tanakama, any pirut renders each claim or each denial of claims a bazundur alosh and shvua. Since he was mefarad each one, he could have said, I don't owe you anything. He was mefarad each one, which means each one's a separate shvua. Chayv al kol achas v'achas. The Pashto reading of the Mishnah would seem to indicate that there's no machlokes tanoim over here. The Mishnah brings a bestamius, brings the shita tanakam before. What happened to shita Reb Elezer and shita Reb Shimon? It sounds like there's no daya chalek. It's not clear what that would be. The Rishonim the Maaseh say not that way. The Rishonim understand that the same machlokes is going on this case as well. And now we have a third case. Ten lichitnu soin v'kus mashiyesh li v'yadecho. He's teveya. Three minim that he says that he was mafkid by him. The nitva says, Shvua she'en lecha biyodi. I don't owe you anything. Alada in echai velachas. That's poshut. Shvua she'en lecha biyodi. Chitnu. So he kusmi. He speaks it out. Chayv al kol achas v'achas. Then he is chayv. And lechor over here also, that's the shita of Tanakama. We'll have Reb Elezer and Reb Shimon arguing as well. Here the Mishnah does add something. Reb Meir Oimer, which lechor means the shita chalekes. It's worded as such. Afilu omar chitu soiru v'kus emes. Even if he says, a lashon that could be misconstrued. We're going to learn in Yitz Hashem Behemshech that claims and counterclaims have to have a certain value in order to be nitvas. When a person says chito, he could theoretically, the word could mean one barley grain. Soiro, one barley grain. Chito, one grain of wheat. Kusem is one little kernela. That would not be mechayev shvuah. We'll see later on why not. There has to be a certain amount of value. But we say that since he was teveim a certain amount, when he says chito, soiro, kusem, he doesn't mean minuscule. He means the claim that the person put on the table. So Meli is chayv al kolachas vachas. Really, it has nothing to do with this chayv al kolachas. Remeir's prat has nothing to do with the din that we were discussing about when it's pirutim, and each one separate, or it's one klal, one shvua. The Mishnah adds it on agav. So l'chayru, when the Mishnah says Remeir oimer, Remeir is adding a prat, but nobody was talking about this nekuda before. It's unreasonable to say that Tanakama argued on Remeir. So even though it says Remeir oimer, it sounds like over here Remeir is adding a prat. There isn't necessarily a dei chelekes. Then before Shep Shah talk about this nekuda.